With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. and Israel are pounding targets across Iran, dropping massive bombs on the country's ballistic missile facilities and wiping out warships as part of an intensifying military campaign that accompanied the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini. Here's the latest from the Shiish region in Israel on Iran's deadly retaliatory strikes on Israel.
It's unclear when this conflict is going to end. If it is, so far it shows no signs of abating. Israel has said that it's launched offensives on central Iran. And meanwhile, in Iran, hundreds of people have also been killed. Israelis that I have spoken to here, some of them say that while they're sad that people have died, they still want this to continue. One woman said, "Way to go, President Trump and Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu." She said, "Iran needs to be finished. In that way, there will be quiet in the Middle East."
That's correspondent Sam Mednick reporting. The U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran disrupted flights across the Middle East and beyond yesterday.
The disruptions come as countries near that region close their airspace. In addition, three key airports that connect Europe, Africa, and the West to Asia halted operations. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain all closed their airspace. Those closures stranded thousands of travelers or diverted them to other airports.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. At least two retail customers have filed proposed class action lawsuits against companies that have sued in trade court to ensure they receive refunds from tariffs now deemed illegal. Miami-based Matthew Reiser filed a proposed class action lawsuit against FedEx. This is SRN News. The Department of Defense fires a teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's the conclusion of a report by the UN fact-finding team that has just returned from the African nation. It concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities in and around El Fasher, the hallmarks of which point to genocide. This is SRN News. Another big company is leaving California. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports.
Public Storage, which is the largest self-storage company in the United States, announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Frisco, Texas. The company was founded in California in 1972 and has been based in Glendale, a Los Angeles suburb. Public Storage said it is moving to take advantage of the depth of talent and innovation in the Frisco market.
Conservatives suggest that California's high taxes, high gas prices, high housing prices, and underperforming schools also may have played a part. Neil Sedaka, the million-selling singer and songwriter, has passed away. His many hits include Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and Oh Carol, a lament for his high school sweetheart, Carol King. Among those covering his work were Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and Captain and Tennille. More details at srnnews.com.